We think the government has been dragging its feet when it comes to the persecution of those who are involved in acts of improprieties in government. And we think the president has to exhibit more political will in ensuring that persecution takes place. Now, beyond the president, also the Minister of Justice, because we do not understand why, despite all the numerous cases that has existed, people are not being persecuted. We appreciate a lot of the laws, the whistleblowers Act recently signed by the president, but we have to go beyond just signing all these laws, but also taking action so that people can understand that those days of impunity has gone.
You mentioned that you appreciate how many whistleblowers have come forward. I was talking to somebody who is knowledgeable about the legal system, and they said to me, oh, corruption cases are different from, say, a murder case because it's difficult to investigate corruption cases. They are not clear-cut. You got to get people to come forward to be willing to give evidence.
Every case, even a murder case, is difficult to investigate. But the point is, once there is agreement that impropriety has taken place and an investigation takes place, there must be finality to every investigation. It just does not drag on. You see, there are numerous instances where we realize that the government has failed to take action when there are improprieties. For instance, the Knuckles situation. What has happened to the Knuckles investigation? Even people who the TRC has indicated are involved in economic improprieties. Those people are now being given positions. So it's as if we always set up commission as a facade. Now that we've set up the anti-corruption commission, we've done the executive order on the whistleblower. We are talking about officials declaring the assets. When are we going to make sure that some of these laws now have teeth and the people can say, look, yes, we are serious about fighting corruption. It's not just about passing laws. So I think this is an issue that should catch the attention of the president. That yes, we believe we have a very healthy environment for discussion. But beyond discussion, we have to be more proactive when it comes to implementing our laws, dealing with those people who think that government is the milking ground to enrich themselves.